itu dedena kanja nu kuning bersih satria. リスナーの皆さん、残念ながらこれで1時間をもう経ちました。最後までお聞きくださりありがとうございます。次は英語の1時間番組を送ります。皆さん、ボイスオブインドネシアのソーシャルメディアアカウントをフォローすることも忘れないでください。 Facebook は The Voice of Indonesia、 Instagram は VOI underscore underscore official、 TikTok はVOI underscore underscore official、 YouTube は VOI official。 あなたも RRE デジタルアプリで Voice of Indonesia の放送を聞くこともできます。そして受信報告書はメールで voilisteners@gmail.com に送られることができます。それではまた次回お会いしましょう。
Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia and the European Union finalize comprehensive economic partnerships agreement. European Union introduces East Schengen visa policy for Indonesia. I'm Ray, and this is the news in details. President Prabowo Subianto stated that Indonesia and the European Union have reached an agreement on the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement following negotiation that spanned nearly a decade. This announcement was made during a joint statement with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen at the European Commission headquarters in Brussels, Belgium on Sunday. The president emphasized that the agreement is expected to accommodate the economic interests of both parties in reciprocal and mutually beneficial manner. He also noted that the partnership between Indonesia and Europe, considering Indonesia's role as a major part of ASEAN, would contribute meaningfully to global economic and geopolitical stability.
Europe is a leader in science, technology, finance. We have critical resources. So the partnership between Europe and Indonesia, Indonesia also being a large part of ASEAN, I think this will be very, 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 very important contribution to economic and geopolitical stability in the world.
President Prabowo also expressed a desire for greater European presence and participation in Indonesia's economy. He voiced hope that the implementation of the CEPA agreement could be signed as soon as possible. In the meantime, during the joint statement with President Prabowo Subianto at the European Commission headquarters in Brussels, Belgium on Sunday, European Commission's President Ursula von der Leyen said that the European Union has adopted a visa cascade policy for Indonesians applying for Schengen visas. Under this policy, Indonesian nationals making their second visit to the EU countries will be eligible for multi-entry Schengen visas. According to von der Leyen, the policy serves as a bridge between the people of Indonesia and the European Union.
This will make it easier to visit, but also to invest, to study, and to connect. In short, we're building a bridge between our societies.
Relating to the President Prabowo's visit to Brussels, European Commission President expressed hope that the cooperation between Indonesia and the European Union would bring tangible benefits to the people of both sides. Indonesia is opening more opportunities for the European Union to engage in national development and the economy. Desi Anugranov has the reports.
President Prabowo Subianto announced that Indonesia is opening more opportunities for the European Union to engage in national development and the economy. He emphasized that Indonesia is also ready to enter the European business landscape. In bilateral meeting with President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, at the Europa Building in Brussels, Belgium on Sunday, President Prabowo highlighted that one of the key areas for continued cooperation is in education and healthcare. According to President Prabowo, Indonesia sends and funds an average of over 3,000 students to study in Europe each year. Currently, a total of around 11,000 Indonesian students have received scholarship to study in Europe, not including those who study at their own expense.
The last 2 years, we have opened a lot of sectors for foreign participation. Now we open the health sector, any foreign hospitals or medical institutions can open their subsidiaries or their affiliated institution in Indonesia. We allow now foreign hospitals to open in Indonesia. We also open now foreign campuses.
President Prabowo also stated that cooperation between Indonesia and the European Union in all aspects is essential, as Indonesia's political and legal system have been significantly influenced by European culture. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia strengthens electronic-based government system towards integrated digital services. Desi Anugranov with the reports.
The Indonesian government is enhancing its electronic-based government system as a step toward a more integrated digital governance. This was conveyed by Acting Deputy for the Government's Digital Transformation at the Ministry of Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform, Cahyono Tribirowo, on Monday. Cahyono emphasized that the system is not only about assessing institutional readiness, but also about improving user satisfaction in public services. Cross-agency collaboration, data integration, and management transformation are key pillars in building more efficient and transparent public services. This policy also supports Indonesian effort to join the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, as many countries have adopted similar digital transformation strategies.
This is what strengthens us together, that this is not only being done in Indonesia by the Indonesian government, but also by many countries around the world, through bureaucratic simplification, collaboration, and a focus on openness and transparency.
The Indonesian government is prioritizing business services, property management, public administration, debt revenue, and citizen life cycle services. These services are being built on a foundation of digital identity, data exchange, and digital payment system with a strong emphasis on data protection and security. Looking ahead, the government aims to ensure that 90% of civil servants possess optimal digital competences by 2029, aligning with comprehensive reform in governance and public service delivery. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Synergy of holistic policies accelerates Indonesia's stunting reduction. Ofra Regina has the details.
The Indonesian government continues to promote efforts to reduce stunting through a comprehensive data-driven approach. Speaking at the second Kajireka Policy Recommendations Dissemination Forum in Jakarta on Monday, Deputy Minister for Population and Family Development Ratu Ayu Isyana Bagus Oka emphasized the importance of synergy between nutrition interventions, the strengthening of family planning programs, and the fulfillment of reproductive health rights. She highlighted three interrelated critical issues. One of them is early and exclusive breastfeeding practices as key elements in shaping effective national policies.
Yang pertama, praktik menyusui dini.
The first is early and exclusive breastfeeding practices. The second is stunting challenges in Eastern Indonesia and access to contraceptive tools and medicines. These three are crucial points in forming a holistic, evidence-based policy strategy. I strongly hope that the findings presented will not only enrich our understanding, but also encourage the birth of more applicable and well-targeted policies. For the Deputy Minister, Oka stated that with a convergence approach, accelerating stunting reductions becomes a vital step in securing the future of the next generations. Data shows that the stunting rate declined from 21.5% in 2023 to 19.8% in 2024. However, she reminded that major challenges remain, requiring stronger cross-sector collaborations going forward. Ofarina, Voice of Indonesia.
Chilean Navy training ships Esmeralda visits Jakarta on diplomatic missions. Again, Ofra Regina with the reports.
The Chilean Navy's training ship Esmeralda docked at the military sea leave common or Colin Lamil Pier in Tanjung Priok, North Jakarta on Sunday. According to Chief of Staff of Colin Lamil Rear Admiral Eddie Haryanto, the visit of Esmeralda, which has sailed the world oceans for 69 years, is part of the 60th anniversary celebrations of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Chile. The visit also serves as a contrast example of naval diplomacy in action.
Visits such as Esmeralda's to Jakarta or mutual naval visits in general are part of the traditional role of navies around the world. One of those roles is to carry out naval diplomacy in support of the broader diplomatic mission of the state.
Speaking at the same event, Chilean Ambassador to Indonesia Mario Ignacio Artaza emphasized that the Esmeralda's journey is not only about naval training, but also about carrying a message of friendship through cultural exchange.
At this point, the most important element of the relationship is people-to-people contact, whereupon both navies are able to interact, to learn their culture, of how they operate, how they work together as teams.
The vessel carries around 270 crew members, including international cadets, and will host a variety of cultural and sport activities while in Jakarta. Before arriving in Indonesia, Esmeralda had visited Hawaii, Japan, and China. Following its stop in Jakarta, the ship will continue its journey to Sydney and Papeete before returning to its home port in Valparaiso, Chile in October. Of Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Prabowo's Visit to Europe, Indonesia Ready to Be Part of a Fairer and More Equal World Order, with Anna Trijayakasih.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto continued his state visit to Belgium and France after Brazil last week. On Saturday afternoon, July the 12th local time, President Prabowo Subianto and his entourage arrived in Brazil's Belgium. According to setdeck.go.id, the president's agenda during his stay in Belgium include important meetings with several leaders of high-ranking European Union institutions, including European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa. Both meetings will focus on strengthening the strategic partnership between Indonesia and the European Union through the Indonesian-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IEUCEPA. Negotiation on the agreement has been ongoing for a long time, approximately 9 years since its inception in 2016. The agreement has also been a focus of President Prabowo Subianto's attention. Shortly after his inauguration in October 2024, President Prabowo Subianto requested that the European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement negotiations be concluded expeditiously so that they could be signed and put into effect by the end of 2026. As the world becomes increasingly protectionist, with tariffs and trade barriers intensifying, it is hoped that the agreement will serve as a momentum to emphasize Indonesia's role not only as a market but also as a producer. In addition to the joint European Union agenda, the President's agenda included a meeting with Belgium's King Philip at Laeken Palace. This meeting was a strategic diplomatic step for Indonesia to develop and strengthen relations between the two countries. In his visit to France, President Prabowo is to be honored as a guest at the Bastille Day celebration on July the 14th. This attendance was symbolic, signifying the strategic closeness between Indonesia and France, particularly in the field of defense, technology, and climate change. The president's visit to Europe, though brief, sent a strong message that Indonesia is ready to be part of a more just and equitable world order. Indonesia is not merely a spectator on the global stage, but also a key actor speaking out and forging partnerships based on shared interests. That was commentary.
Listeners, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
it could change forever. We can do it if we just try. Save our world from our own destruction. Time to make a difference.
All it takes is to enter. Raise your hand up and pray to the one that you pray.
To protect our children's children, let us pray.
Bumikit ay ni taman kahidupa.
Hutan dan lautan dilalu langit biru.
Mari kita bersama. To protect our children, children, let us pray.
Voice of Indonesia.
tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Voice of Indonesia.
Inside us, we're We're not that different at all.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We never know, just hold on, keep going on. I'll wait if you can't go. I think we both know, just hold on, you keep going on. You and I, we've been through this phase, so be still and take your time. Nothing can stop us, nothing can stay. Stop us, no one can stop us. We know that it's wrong to hide from the truth, even though you try to hard to fake it. You know what you want. Don't hold on to dreams, just hold on. You keep going on. You and I, we've been through this phase, so be still and take your time.
can stop us. No one can stop us.
Pendamping hidupku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tanpa bimbang, takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Melepas lelah, pergi jauh, kembali lagi. Bersamamu selalu, tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, secangkir kopi panas, santai tanpa batas. Lalu ada Sir Dendy bernyanyi, muka kembali lagi, musik indie di TV. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, buluk siaran, otong koyo Twitteran. Lalu ada kabar Trio Lestari akan tampil di sini, kami pun hampiri. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, ditemani lagu Efek Rumah Kaca. Lalu ada Berili Kumahua di majalah ternama. Kerjaan tak bisa diabaikan, kami harus lakukan kembali.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Bersama kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip, mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita. Bersama kita sebut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Bersama kita sambut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari. Bintang berkelip, mengikuti irama nada melodi lagu kita.
Malam ini kan membebaskan diri dari tegang beban. Setelah ku lalui hari yang melelahkan, senyum senyam, kilau bintang, menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, chemistry alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Salah kita semua.
yang pertama awal aku berjumpa. Pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa.
Seolah-olahnya impian yang berlalu. Sungguh tak kusangka dan rasa tak percaya.
Jauh sekampan dia datang menghampiriku.
Hampir-hampir aku tak sadar di bulannya. Memang kecantikannya dan gelembutan hatinya membuat aku berani menghadapi dunia.
Oh yeah.
Pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa. Pandangan pertama awal aku berjumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sendiri.